Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
I heard from a contractor on our text line when we were talking about, interacting with contractors. This person said, I figured out very early on in my career when I was doing painting and remodeling work that the woman of the house usually made the final decision. And if I didn't run it by her, I was going to end up doing it all over again. Don't ever trust a husband when it comes to color or fixture selection.
How about windows? Steve?
I think you could trust Steve Bertrand when it comes to that.
Window Nation is my favorite window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll get it done. What's your story today, Kevin Wells?
So the Cubs may have lost today, but Pete Crow Armstrong hit another home run. He's in the middle of one of the best seasons any Cub has ever had, and that's not bias. That's statistical backing. He's one of the front runners for NL MVP. He's the talk of the town. He's also a really good guy, Lisa. Cubs veteran Justin Turner stumbled upon a lemonade stand near the ballpark this week, and he met up with some kids there.
I was selling lemonade. If we make enough money, I'm going to get stars on my head.
Like who?
Like PCA.
You like PCA?
Yep.
That's your guy? You think he's the best center fielder in the game, right?
Uh-huh.
So that was Justin Turner, and guess who showed up right after that?
He's gonna get stars in his head if we get enough money.
Yes,
he's
I heard.
He's getting better, boys.
I like what you guys are doing here.
Can you autograph?
Yeah, do you want me to autograph something else?
So that audio via Marquee Sports Network and Taylor McGregor did a really good job reporting on it during the broadcast yesterday. Yes, PCA showed up with his girlfriend Haley. They took photos with the kids, signed autographs, then gave the boys the entire amount of money that they needed to get his hair dyed so he could get the blue stars in his head. That was the hairdo that Pete brought into spring training. Just really cool stuff from Pete. I mean, all the kids really have enjoyed watching him play. And how can you not? All the adults have probably enjoyed watching him play, too. He's a damn good baseball player and just seems like a really good dude.
Let's just not let him get hurt because this is like the Chicago story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, Mary, you went to the game and he was hurt. You didn't get to see him play,
yeah, but
right?
I predicted that he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I was just saying it off the cuff. And sure enough, he wasn't in the lineup. So I'm not saying anything anymore.
He smoked one off the scoreboard today. So the knee's fine. He's doing fine.
Must have been the lemonade.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Got to get lemonade before every game. Yeah, I mean, he killed that ball. So 27 home runs for Pete. He's on pace for over 40 in his second major league season. So good for him.
And what will the record be this year? Who will have the most? Like, how many would it be?
In the National League or on the Cubs?
National League.
National League. Shohei Ohtani almost. Shohei Ohtani hit 50 last year. And he will probably lead the NL again. And Aaron Judge in the AL will probably be close. But Pete's going to be right behind him. They're going to be neck and neck, I think, for NL MVP this year. It's going to be one of those two guys, which it's hard to believe that I'm saying that about a 23-year-old baseball player competing with Shohei Ohtani for anything, because obviously Ohtani's the face of the sport. But Pete's been incredible this year, and if you haven't hopped on the bandwagon to watch him play, highly recommend getting out to a game and watching him. He's a fun sight.
That's fun. Yeah, Mary tried. It's her favorite player, and she didn't get to see him.
Plenty more games, Mary.
Mm. Man.
We'll get out to one. Show get out to one. Let's all go.
Then you left early, didn't you, Mary?
That was Judy Pilak's fault. I had to drive her home, and she was ready to go.
No. You just tell her no. That's when you call
it
over.
It was bad. They were getting killed. It was the bottom of the eighth. The game was bad.
Yeah, but the Royals weren't done scoring yet.
No kidding. And we had a lot of Royals fans by us, so I needed to get away from them.
If she's getting an Uber, who's driving her?
What's your story, Mary?
Okay, so the NTSB just released a report about a plane crash in Alaska that happened 2 years ago. I know that's the bad part of the story.
Oh,
did
good.
Kill a congresswoman's husband. Okay, but they say that the Piper PA-18 plane was overloaded with moose meat and antlers. So this caused the crash. So I don't know. Do you guys know this in Alaska? You are allowed to attach antlers to the wings.
I did
of
not
your plane.
Know that.
Yes,
for what?
A little plate. If you're hauling, if you have hunters, they had a group of hunters on their plane. They just killed a moose, so they were bringing the meat back and all that. First of all, they had too much meat on the plane.
Oh, too much moose, Rocky.
Too much moose, and then the antlers were on the. I don't want to laugh. I mean, this guy did get killed.
The pilot died. When did this happen?
2 years ago.
Okay.
Too soon? No. Anyway, so, but I just found it amazing that they allow antlers Could you imagine seeing a plane up in the sky with antlers
on it?
I mean, it just makes me crack up. I don't get it. I don't know why they allow that.
That's like the Jeep wave when the people in the Jeeps are driving by and they give you a nice little wave. It like shows it's like their calling card.
Yeah, people do attach things like that to, you know, cars and
antlers.
Yeah,
Lisa brought up the ducks yesterday. Have you guys been to stores that just sell these rubber ducks?
But the people in the Jeeps put them on their dashboard.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were in Zagreb or somewhere this year, earlier this year, and there's whole stores of just different sorts of ducks.
Oh, just ducks?
Yes.
Rubber ducks?
And apparently it's a worldwide thing where people collect these ducks. Because I've seen them on Jeeps, too. That's why it made me think of it. But no, they put them, I think I took a picture. I'll look for a picture of one.
I see them all the time in the claw machines at like bars and things.
Yeah,
like
no, but
that.
These are like painted with certain themes and.
What's the deal with the ducks?
How good are they in the river? Can they win the ducky derby or what?
Well, they're easily hunted, I'll tell you that, because they don't move very fast.
Yeah, and guess what? Apparently somebody who was listening to us saying, hey, vote for our team to sell the most ducks for the ducky derby, said, nah, I don't like your team. I'm going to go vote for John Williams. And they bought 200 ducks.
What?
Well, that's the mean
thing. I'm like, well, that worked
rude.
In reverse.
That is just cruel.
200 ducks.
Mean and rude.
Yeah. So my pitch to support the Lisa Dent Show and the entire team resulted in John scooting even further ahead. But
good
the bottom
for the
line
kids.
Is,
good for the kids.
Yeah, it all benefits Special Olympics. So WGNradio.com/duck if you want to participate. And I don't care. Buy them for Bob Sirod's team or John's team or maybe ours if you'd like to. What's your story today, Steve?
Well, this is probably to Kevin. I don't know. Kevin, do you have a floored robe?
A floored robe? I have a robe.
Okay. Anyone know what a floored robe is?
Well, I'm imagine it's the wardrobe that's in your bedroom, right?
No, it's the amount of clothing that doesn't quite make it back to the closet.
Oh, according to a new study, 44% of us admit to what's known as a floored robe. That's tossing your clothes on the floor instead of in the laundry bin. We do it mostly for the rewear factor, and more women do it than men. Psychology Today says it's okay as long as it's just one or two outfits, but more might lead to deeply disturbing insight.
There you go, the deeply disturbing insight. Does anyone do a floored robe?
I got a couch robe.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it, and I have a hanging thing on the back of our bedroom door, bathroom door, with 4 or 5 hooks. It's filled with clothes of mine.
I lay mine over the bathtub.
And you just leave them there?
Yeah, like my pajamas are there, my clothes for the next day.
And if Steve were to do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Lucky enough, we built this house a couple years ago, and the contractor said to me, do you want hooks? And I go, yeah. He goes, let's do 10. So right when you walk into the closet, there's 10 hooks. You can hang whatever you want.
Yeah, that's what I do, too. Like, these pants I'm wearing today, you know, I have 2 or 3 wears in them before I have to wash them. And I'm not going to hang them up again, so I just put them on a hook.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a floored robe.
How many dressers do you have in your room? I have 2.
I have just one guy. He helps me out a lot. Okay.
All right, I'm turning off my mic.
I have one... Well, I don't really even use a dresser except for my socks and underwear.
And people just sent a picture of a duck store in Amsterdam. Oh, my God, you're right. It's all ducks. That's all they sell.
Yeah, I'm trying to send you this here.
I'm looking at one. $10 for a duck, by the way. WGNradio.com/duck. All right, you send that to me?
I'm going to. I'm trying to. I'm just not.
We'll talk about Jeeps and ducks and all of that coming up after Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.